Today on Senior Voices, we meet Viola Wheeler, who's lived on Dayton's West Side for over four decades. Born in Birmingham, Alabama, Viola came to Dayton in 1955. She spoke with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Audrey Ingram about why she wants to remain in her home.
Did you raise your kids in this home that we're in today?
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been in this house then?
44 years.
So why do you stay in your home?
No place else I want to go. For one thing, I love my neighbors. When we first moved here, it was only three black families. And when we moved here, I was 27. And my husband, he was 27. And the lady next door, she said, oh, we got some young black kids. Oh, it's going to be awful. You know how they play the loud music and stuff. But see, we weren't like that. And when they found out we was different, we was like family. Because my kids call them grandma.
What are some of the challenges that you have maintaining your home here?
It seemed like when my husband died, my house started falling apart. I said, is it because my house missed my husband? You know, I said, I don't know what it is. It started falling. First thing, the door wouldn't lock. I said, this is strange. So I called myself fixing the lock. And then the ceiling in the basement started falling in. And I said, well, what is this? And then, like, the dryer quit working. The washer quit working. I said, my goodness, I don't understand this.
How has rebuilding Together Dayton helped you with some of your maintenance challenges?
Well, someone came out and cleaned my furnace and gave us a smoke detector and a carbon monoxide. They did that earlier in the year. It was really nice.
That was Viola Wheeler speaking with Audrey Ingram as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer and Senior Voices Project coordinator Jocelyn Robinson. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.